Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Terrell for CCR to House Bill 1226.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1226 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Office of the Attorney General.
Representative Terrell, how's your dinner?
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized to explain the report.
Members, House Bill 1226 is simply the appropriation for the Attorney General's office. It's minus 7.2%. Be happy to take any questions.
Representative McCullough for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, it looked like we zeroed out on the workers' comp fraud unit. You had an explanation for that.
That particular unit's funded in other ways other than state appropriations, Representative McCullough, so that zero simply reflects state appropriated dollars. If you look across from that figure, you'll see $1 million-plus there that come from other sources to fund that.
Representative Brown, for what purpose? State your motion.
Previous question.
It is a proper motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Previous motion carries. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1226 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Office of the Attorney General.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1226. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Representative Russolo votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Jett, Key, Miller, Copeland, Buck, Hoskin, Smithson, and Bailey, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote? The chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
87 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of this election, to and constitute the House of the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
87 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of this election, to and constitute the House of the emergency to have passed. Mr. Fullerton.